Hey guys, welcome back to my show. In today's episode, we'll be discussing writing prompts and where you can find them and how it can help you in your writing. And then the other thing that we talked about, it will be Rick Riordan Presents, the books I've read from that imprint, the books I'm going to be reading, and the book I'm currently reading. So anyways, let's go into the episode. So starting off with writing prompts. Writing prompts are really fun, especially like if you love writing. Even if you are just getting started with writing and don't want to start on a big project right away or want to write a story or poem, but just want to write a little bit just to get into the habit, I recommend buying the book 300 More Writing Prompts. It's this book by the Piccadilly Ink Corporation. And their books are amazing. They have like these fun writing prompts, not like the one which like story writing prompts, but more like fun prompts like, what questions are you afraid to ask but really need answers to? Or write the first page in your autobiography. Or something like, how far would you go to get what you want? And some fun questions like, if a movie would have been made about your life, what would the movie's name be and who would star in it? Those are a few things this book has, and it's amazing. This book has many editions as well, so if you are done with that book and you already have it, or you plan to get it but then also want more right away so you can get a discount or whatever, you can find more from the same publisher called Piccadilly, or you can just try 300 More Writing Prompts and all of the ones which are there will show up. Now the other thing is that writing prompts are really helpful in your writing, as I said earlier, mainly because they give you ideas, keep your creative juices flowing. And if you are kind of like a person who has ideas flowing in them already, you could refine your ideas more and then find amazing prompts for you to write to. For example, I'm a fantasy writer. I love writing fantasy stuff or even children's stuff, like kids, for kids and stuff. So even though I am like a teenager, I love writing for kids younger than me. And yeah, so I would recommend typing, like if you're a parent watching this episode, I mean listening to this episode, for your child so that they can learn from it, I totally would recommend you to like type on your web browser creative writing prompts for kids or creative writing prompts for teens, depending on your age range of your child. Or if you are writing yourself and this you're watching this as an adult for yourself, then I would recommend just typing writing prompts, fantasy writing prompts or horror writing prompts, or whatever genre you're writing. The best places I look for writing prompts is journal writing buddies, and I also go to I forgot the name for it. Let me just quickly look at it for a second. So there's journalbuddies.com, prodigygame.com, then there is thinkwritten.com, there's 3plearning.com. I will not link all of these since they're too many, but I'll link the few main ones which I use, like journalwriting.com and thinkwritten.com, which I think would really help. And yeah, that's pretty much it. The whole benefit about writing prompts is really like juice, the creative juices, starting your kids to write. And if you're a young writer already, then well, you'll already be knowing these resources most likely. Maybe you learned it, got these resources in school or in a private community group or something like that. So it's really fun to like really enjoy the writing process by using these writing prompts. Personally, I feel that it has helped me a lot, because when you are just writing for fun, or if you want to actually work on a big project but you can't get any ideas, or if you have an idea but not sure whether it actually works, the best way to go would be to go to a writing prompt generator and then use that. So that's for the writing prompt categories. Now I'm moving on to Rick Riordan Presents. So Rick Riordan Presents is basically like a book imprint of Disney Hyperion that was launched in 2018 and is led by Stephanie Lurie, and this line publishes books that utilizes the mythology of various cultures and countries in its storytelling, which is kind of related to, somewhat related to Rick Riordan's Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The first book published under the imprint is Arusha and the End of Time, which was released on March 23, 2018. I really love that book. I've read it many times. But anyways, before I go deep into that, I would love to say that the books in this are spectacular. Let me just first list down all the names and then I'll tell you which ones I've read, which ones I'm planning to read, and which I'm currently reading. So the Pandav of Quintilage, which is the Hindu mythology books, is the whole adventures of Arusha, who is shown as the reincarnated form of the Pandava Arjuna, who's the and the birth daughter of the sleeper. So now I should have warned you that this was kind of like a spoiler, but I forgot to. So if you plan on reading it, don't worry, that part is gonna come very in later on in the books, so you probably won't remember what I said. But if you do, I'm really sorry about that. Anyways, so this book was amazing. I have read almost all of them. I'm gonna be reading Arusha and the Tree of Wishes pretty soon, and then the new one. There's a new one as well called Arusha and the Nectar of Immortality, which is set to be published on April 5th, 2022. I plan reading that as well. In fact, they even have made like a graphic novel adaptation of Arusha and the End of Time, which is planned to be released on March 2nd, 2022. And yeah, so I love the Pandava Quintal. It was amazing. I love that book. I've read almost every one of them, as I said earlier. In fact, the author of this Quintlet is Roshan Chokshi, and she has also written a story. She's written a story in the Curse Card and Other Calamities along with 8 other writers and Rick Riordan himself. The next one, the next book series which is in this imprint is Storm Runner and the Shadow Bruja series, which is written by J.C. Cervantes and centers around Mayan mythology. So this one is based upon Sain Opsipu, who's a young boy who walks with a cane because of a limb problem. I'm not gonna tell you more about this, but there are 3 books. There's a trilogy. So the first one is the Storm Runner, the second one is the Fire Keeper, and the third one is the Shadow Crosser. I have only read the first and second books, but they're spectacular. Amazing, lovely. If you want to know more about the Mayan culture, mythologies, and the fun adventures Zane has in the Mayan world, so I also recommend that one. The next one, the Thousand Worlds series. This is written by Yoon-Ha Lee and is a mix of science fiction and Korean mythology. Now, for this book, I have personally not read yet, but it's on my list. And this is like as of now, it only has, I think, they have 3, so this is also a trilogy, but only 2 have come out so far, I think. So the first one was Dragon Pearl, which was released on January 15, 2019. And second one in the series is Tiger Honor, which was initially announced on Yoon-Ha Lee's website. And Tiger Honor, which is the book I was talking to you about, is going to be released January 4th, 2022, which means it's already released, so you can definitely grab that in the bookstores along with the other books I mentioned earlier. Anyways, I have not read these books yet, but I love science fiction. It's really fun to read spaceships and stuff, and I would love to see how science fiction and Korean mythology combines and it's like clashing together and making, like, you know, good. Now, as I was saying, there might be a trilogy because according to my sources, which I have, according to the sources I'm using to tell you all of this information, there's a possibility of a third book. That's what's being said. But anyways, the clash of science fiction and Korean mythology seems really interesting, so I plan on reading that very soon, and I hope you guys do that as well, along with the other books which I mentioned earlier. The next one is Sal and Gabby series. This series of novels is written by Carlos Hernandez and it focuses on Cuban mythology. In this, the protagonists are Salvador, who's a young magician attending Calico Academy, and Gabby Real, who is a new friend he makes in school. And yeah, so this book is the first book in the duology and the fourth overall in the Rick Rubin Presents, entitled Sal and Gabby Break the Universe. That's the first book and was published by Hernandez on March 5th, 2019. And the second and final novel is titled Sal and Gabby Fix the Universe and was published on May 5th, 2020. So basically, it kind of does make sense. I love the smart way the author named the book titles, because like the force when he breaks them, so I guess they have to fix the new universe as well, right? So I guess that makes sense. Again, this is one of the series I've not read yet, but I plan on doing that pretty soon, and I hope you guys do that too as well. I mean, every book I'm talking to you about here, I would love for you to read it and, you know, send me a voice message and tell me about how it was, what you liked about it, and whether you would recommend it to other people as well. Anyways, the next one is the Tristan Strong series. So this is a trilogy of novels written by Kwame Mabelia and is published by Disney Hyperion from 2019 to 2021. So this is based on African American and West African mythology. And the protagonist in this is Tristan Strong. And it has like this mysterious kind of feel to it, and has a lot of mythological creatures in it and all sorts of things. So the first book in the series, Tristan Strong Punches a Hole in the Sky. The second book in the trilogy is Tristan Strong Destroys the World. And the last and final book in this installment is Tristan Strong Keeps Punching, which is set for publication on October 5th, 2021, which means it has already been published. Another fun thing is that there's going to be a novel adaptation of the first book, and there's going to be a graphic novel adaptation of the first book, and it's set for release on May 10th, 2022. So anyways, let me just give you a gist of what this is all about. I have read the first two books actually, and they're amazing, just as I love the other books. And I just love the way the West African mythology and African American mythology was really got into knowing. Like, I learned so many new things that I never knew before, and it was really fun reading that. Like, in a book you could see the cultural differences and all sorts of things. It was really fun to read, and I think that all the books in the Rick Rubin Presents imprint are supposed to make you feel inclusive of all the other cultures which are around you. Makes you want to feel that every person from any culture can be a hero, can go on adventures, can do fun, innovative things. Anyways, the next one, the second last one as of now, is Puella, I may be saying this wrong, but Puella Santiago series, which is written by Taylor K. Mejia, which will consist of three books, though only two are currently published. So this series is about Paolo Santiago, who is a space-obsessed person whose friend disappears, okay? And she must go to this river where she's forbidden to go and meets the Nino de la Lu. Now, I may be pronouncing this wrong, I'm pretty sure about it, but anyways, let's move. So the first book, Paolo Santiago and the River of Tears, was released on August 4, 2022. The sequel was Paolo Santiago and the Forest of Nightmares. And then the planned third installment in this trilogy, which has not been published yet, is Paolo Santiago and the Sanctuary of Shadows, which is set to release sometime around August 2022. For this books, I have only read the first one, but I plan on reading the second one. From what I've read so far, It is an amazing book, lovely for people who love mysteries, love like exploring, having adventures and doing all sorts of adventurous fun things and reading and otherwise. The next one is The Gifted Clans. It's a trilogy of novels written by Gracie Kim, and the first book, The Last Fallen Star, was released on May 4, 2021. The two sequels are planned. The first sequel was The Last Fallen Moon, which is set to be published sometime in 2022, likely in May, like the previous book. And then the final installment in the trilogy, The Last Fallen Realm, will be released in 2023. Now, I have not read this book, but I plan on reading this pretty soon. In fact, I have started reading the first few pages of The Last Fallen Star, and I'm hooked to it. It's amazing. Just like the other books I read, I just really feel that having this imprint for young readers and every reader out there to enjoy is amazing, because that way people know that any culture can be out there having adventures, doing fun things, and are not just confined to what people supposedly think they do. Now, these are all the series which are there, but there are a few standalone novels as well, like Race to the Sun is a novel written by Rebecca Bronhorst and was published on Jan 14, 2022, and follows Nizoni Bigge's adventures and self-proclaimed power of detecting monsters and going through all sorts of stuff. In fact, I forgot to mention that all these authors I've been talking to you about, they all have written in the short story anthology book called The Cursed Carnival and Other Calamities. And I recommend you read that as well. The last book I want to talk to you about is City of the Plague God. It is a novel written by Sarva Sharda and was published on Jan 5th, 2021. The protagonist of this book is Sikandar, who's also called Aziz. This book is about young Sikandar Aziz, who must stop the Mesopotamian god. So this is more based on, I think, Mesopotamian, I may be saying that wrong again, but their mythology, the Egyptian mythology, I believe. From what I've heard, I believe this is an amazing work of art as well. But I mean, I've not read it yet, but I expect highly of it, since all the books in this are amazing. Actually, to think about it, I actually have read a few pages of this one as well, and I plan to finish it as well. So far from what I've read, I think it's really good. So I definitely would love it if you guys could check out all of these different fun books which are there. And yeah, that's pretty much it. There are more. In fact, there are upcoming books which are gonna be there. I'm just gonna tell it to you right now. The new ones is Arusha and the Nectar of Immortality, which is gonna be published April 5th, 2022. It's based on Hindu mythology. Ballad and Dagger, May 3rd, 2022, written by Daniel Jose Older, which is Centarium mythology. Then Paolo Santiago and Sanctuary of Shadows, Taylor K. Mejia is the author, and it's going to be published August 2022. And this is Mexican mythology. Then The Lords of Night, J.C. Cervantes, going to be published September 2022, and is based on Aztec mythology. Then there is Serva Boateng's Guide to Vampire Hunting, Rosine A. Brown is the author, and it's going to be published sometime in 2022. And it's based on Ghanaian mythology. Then there's The Last Fallen Moon. Gracie Kim is the author, and it's going to be published in 2022. And it is based on Korean mythology. There's the next book, which is Winston Chu versus the Whimsies, written by Stacy Lee, going to be published in 2022, and is based on Chinese mythology. Then there are many more books to come. And yeah, that's pretty much it. There are many books, so stating all of them take at least about 5 more minutes. But anyways, that's pretty much all it that there is in this episode. I hope you all had fun, learned something new, and come back next time to hear new episodes. So until then, be safe, keep reading, and keep writing. Have fun, everyone. Bye.